Hello, this is David G, and welcome to this week's meditation. We've spent this month exploring stepping into your power, and we've spent this week on fear. So let's let go of a little more fear. Let's learn a few tools to take us through fear. First, let's get comfortable. Let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. Let's gently close our eyes. And right now, in your mind's eye, think about the concept of gratitude. As Melody Beattie said, gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, and a stranger into a friend. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, the art of acceptance is the art of making someone who has just done you a small favor wish that he might have done you a greater one. And so it's so easy for us to suddenly find ourselves in grief mode, in fear mode, in constriction mode. This is our less than. This is our lack mentality. When we look to our most genuine self, we are whole, abundant, expanded, brave, courageous, fearless. But the moment we slip away into what if, or woulda, coulda, shoulda type of thinking, that's when in the moment we stop trusting. We stop trusting in the universe. We stop trusting in ourselves. And we start fearing that there isn't going to be enough left over for me. Enough love, enough money, enough time. And so let's fill our hearts so that we can feel like there's always enough. And we can remind ourselves that the pie is ever expanding and there's always a piece for you. So let's get comfortable and let's ask ourselves a couple of questions. First, let's ask right now, what am I grateful for in my life right now? Today, yesterday, this week, what has happened that's brought you cause for gratitude? And next, let's ask, what has brought me gratitude in the last month, beyond this week? Is there anything that you have gratitude for? And next, let's ask, this year, what am I grateful for? What's unfolded? What's happened? Who have I met? What successes or challenges or learnings have gifted me in the past year? And now one final question. In all of my life, what are five things I'm grateful for? Remember, gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have right now into enough and more. So after reflecting on all the things you may be grateful for, it's harder for us to even fear. Unless we're fearing that we're going to lose one of those things that we're so grateful for. But now you know, at any moment, you can change your time zone, transport yourself back to that moment, and live, at least momentarily, in gratitude. Now let's go deeper. Let's take it into the stillness and silence, beyond gratitude, to a state of pure oneness. And that is certainly something to behold. So let's get comfortable. We'll use the mantra Sat Chit Ananda. Truth, knowingness, bliss. Sat Chit Ananda. And feel free to repeat Sat Chit Ananda over and over silently, and you'll notice that you drift away to thoughts in your mind, sounds in the environment, or physical sensations in your body. That's perfect. Once you realize you've drifted away and that you're no longer repeating Sat Chit Ananda ever so gently, drift back to the mantra. And your meditation will be this gentle drifting back and forth. So let's begin. sit gently with your eyes closed and let the stillness and silence settle in. And now let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. And gently release. And let's seal our gratitude. Let's celebrate it by chanting the hymn of the universe, Aum. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And when it's comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. You can take a look around at all those who you've shared this collective consciousness, this sweet gratitude. Avoiding fear, stepping through fear, encountering fear, transcending fear is a process. But now you know that when you transport yourself back to moments of gratitude, in those moments, fear disappears. Anxiety disappears. Less than poverty consciousness and the perception that there is a lack all drift into the ether. And this is who you are, at your core, divine and grateful and filled with celebration and appreciation. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. Namaste. I'll see you in the gap.